It's time now for your letters. Last week, we talked to Delta Airlines CEO Richard Anderson, who told us what he thinks customers really want from his company.
Well, if you look at what consumers want in the U.S., they want choice.
But David Spain of Portola Valley, California, begs to differ. He writes this, I found his comment that customers want more choice as a justification for nickel-and-diming passengers with charges for items that used to be included disingenuous at best. Those old enough to have flown in the era of airline regulation, when getting from A to B cost the same on every airline, remember fondly airlines competing for your business with the quality of service they provided.
Also last week, we told you about a series of gaffes of Olympic proportions. The 2012 Summer Games to be held in London haven't started yet, but the bloopers sure have. They include a torch flameout, the resurrection of South Africa's apartheid-era anthem, and the Royal Mint printing commemorative coins using the Greek gods' Roman names. Whoops. Well, Jim Weldon of Federal Way Washington adds one more gaffe to the list. He writes, I think the best one so far is Bill Kerbishley, longtime manager of The Who, was contacted by the London Olympic Committee asking if Keith Moon might be able to participate in the opening ceremonies. We should remind our listeners that Moon, the band's famous drummer, died back in 1978. In response, Mr. Kerbishley told the Sunday Times, I emailed back saying Keith now resides in Golders Green Crematorium, having lived up to The Who's anthemic line. I hope I die before I get old. The band's manager didn't stop there. He said, if they have a round table, some glasses and candles, we might contact him.
Well, fortunately for you, we are a lot easier to reach. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.